Father, we come in Jesus' name and we're thankful, and Lord, thankful beyond expression. But Lord, you said you know our hearts. God, thank you that you do. Lord, you know what we need. God, you've prepared your word. Thank you, Jesus. We just are confident you've prepared the vessels to receive it. And Lord, have your way. Have your way. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. You'd open up your Bibles today. We'll begin here in Matthew chapter 2. My heart's been taken back in such thankfulness and joy thinking of those wise men. This time of the Savior, and we know that wise men didn't get there at the birth time, probably little guy, maybe two, somewhere in there. People get caught up in to try to find exactness in things that don't matter much, but I just thank the Lord. This is all about the appearing of the Lord. That's what matters. I pray you know that. I thank the Lord that in this precious story that we have here of Christ, there's layers in here that were written for us. There's glories in here that by the Holy Ghost, yea, the deep things of God, let them come forth today in Jesus' name. Chapter 2, verse 1. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men. Wise men means men with a vision. They were nobles. They were royalty. They could see the meaning of the dreams. And they came from the east. That's the place of the sun and the stars. So you had these one of the sun of the stars to Jerusalem. And they said, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star. We've seen his glory in the east. And we are come to what? To worship him. Isn't that gorgeous? Going to read about three different groups, maybe over the next few weeks. Why not start with the ones that got there to worship? The only ones that came to worship. And there's meaning in this to us. Now, when Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. It's amazing what Christians that believe God can do. They can work up a lot of trouble. Especially in the unbeliever. Now you'll understand why they lash out. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and the scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, and thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of through thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. So you see these men that were there in his kingdom, these other, these sorcerers, if you will, these false prophets that were there at that time, they knew this story, but they sure did not believe it. See, people can have a head knowledge of the Lord. The devil had a head knowledge. And they can try to turn it and do a lot of different things with it. But the only way it works powerfully in anyone is they believe. Now, then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, he inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. See, they were the ones that knew because they were looking for him. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child. And when ye have found him, bring word again to me, that I may come and worship him also. See, there's a lot of fakers out there. When they had heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star, the glory which they saw in the east, went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts. That word means honor. Gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. As I just mentioned, these wise men are really only one of the three. And when I say three, there were three groups or people that the Word of God speaks of at this time that were seeking out the appearing of the Savior at this time of His birth. Now, I want you to think about that as well, too. These weren't the only groups of people, you know, whether it's the wise men, the shepherds, or Simeon. They weren't the only ones that believed in the Lord at that time. There were others that believed in Him. But there was a difference. These ones wanted to see Him. They were alive in the Scriptures that the appearing was coming. So it wasn't just a story and a thankfulness of, yes, this is my Savior and He's coming. These ones were intent in knowing the Word of God and knowing what opportunity was before them that they could meet Him at His appearing. It's obvious, amen? Come on now. Because this is speaking of us. Now, the wise men, Simeon, remember he's the one who took the Lord up into his hands. He says, oh, mine eyes have seen thy salvation. What a fella. Praise God. What a sweet man. And then the shepherds, praise his name. They were there at his birth. So we see that only just a few were looking for Jesus. And it is true. Only a few really look for the Lord. Just like today, there's only a few that really are seeking out the Lord soon appearing. Now notice, too, how did they know He was going to appear? It's because of the Scriptures. They knew the Scriptures. They knew the things to look for the appearing of the Lord. They were in the Word of God. Praise God, aren't you glad you're in a place that we look for the things of God and look into the Word of God? And we get around here and we say, hey, you know, Jesus is coming. Amen. And He's coming soon. Amen. And praise God, that trumpet, can you hear it? I hear it fluttering. Can you hear it? See, to me, it's just as real. It's just as mighty. It's just as bright as that star that was shining that led them out. And matter of fact, led them out for years. They had to follow that star to get there. Years I've been hearing to that flutter on that trumpet. And I know by the grace of God, I'll be there. Hallelujah. Now, first off, notice about these wise men. They had to make a long journey. You read this out and study it. Maybe as much as 2 years they came, hundreds of miles through a desert. Before they even saw the Lord, they had to get greeted with the deceit of Herod. The trials of unbelief along the way. Amen? Amen? Forms of ungodliness everywhere. Sounds like our journey. A wilderness. Say, well, we don't got a desert. My goodness, have you ever seen Denver lately? Babylon itself. Oh, yes, it's all right. God said it'd be that way. That's where He always takes a Joseph and trains him up. Never does it in a hothouse. Never will. He's going to show that He's God. Now, it's a narrow way. We know there's a lot of ungodliness in the way. But I can say, praise be to God with you. We've been called to see the appearing of the Lord. Have we not? Oh, yes, we have. That's by the grace of God, if you're in tune with anything in the Word, especially in Paul's epistles, it's to be alive and awake. Amen. At the appearing of the Lord. That was the life of the Apostle Paul. Amen. He wanted to even get back to Jerusalem. The Lord's coming. The Lord's coming. He didn't live to die. He lived to see Him in the air. And thanks be to God, he knew that at that time, as the Lord took him through his life, he knew that his faith, you know what? He'd finished that course. He'd fought that good fight. He kept the faith. I thank the Lord that he knew that there was that crown of righteousness is laid up for him. Praise God. And why? Because his whole life, moment by moment, from the time of Damascus, that wonderful, monumental moment where he saw the Lord. He saw the Word. He believed in the things of God. He lived to see Him face to face. Now, just like these wise men, I believe we've been given a vision too, amen? And a vision, praise God, and a desire to see the appearing of the Lord. I mentioned it as we started here. That name, wise men, it means they see, that they have a vision, that they know the meaning of dreams. Well, we just studied a fella named Joseph. God gave him dreams, didn't he? He gave him dreams of reigning. He gave him dreams of ruling. He gave him dreams that even his brethren would bow down around him. Brothers and sisters, by the grace of God, take that vision, praise God, that he's given for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And by the grace of God today, make it real. Hallelujah. Allow the Holy Ghost to make it real. Now, think about Daniel. He was the same way. Do you know that he was one of those that God had encouraged in the Word of God? Turn on over to Daniel chapter 2. Daniel was one that the Lord, very much like these wise men, he could see the things that God intended. He looked into the Word, he knew the Scriptures, and God revealed them to him. In verse 19 of chapter 2, it said, and this is about Daniel, "Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven." I always think of this in my own life. I had a night vision. And I'll tell you right now. I was walking out, 17 years old, right there at 6th and Sheridan. I was walking out of what used to be called the Gold Rush. Danced my heart away that night. Boy, was I hot. And I did such a good job. Saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. And I enjoyed dancing, I guess is okay. But I was 17, probably shouldn't have been there anyways. I think I was underage. I don't remember. My kids are raised now, so it doesn't matter. They'll have children. They can deal with it that time too. Kind of gives me flashbacks of why God challenged me with some of the things of my kids. Never mind. But you talk about a night vision. It was night, and by the time I got back to my car, I was on my knees speaking out in tongues. And he gave me a night vision that's never, ever, my life's never been the same. "I want to marry you." Oh, praise his name. And oh, did I bless the God of heaven that night. And what did Daniel do? He answered and said, "Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his." And he changes the times and the seasons. He does that even in your life. Do you understand that? Isn't that beautiful? See, he does that, he just speaks those things. But he changes the times and the seasons in your life. Praise God. And you know what? We're in season. We're in season to win him, his bridegroom. Praise God. But he does. Oh my, I got to ask the Lord to contain this, or it's going to blow up here in a minute. He reveals the deep and the secret things. He knows what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. "I thank thee and praise thee, O thou God of my fathers, who hast given me wisdom and might, and hast made known unto me now what we desired of thee. For thou hast now made known unto us the king's matter." The king's matter. Oh, the depth of this, by the grace of God. This is what he put into the hearts of those wise men. This is what he always puts in the heart of the wise men, those that have a vision. This is us, brothers and sisters. He puts in the desire. He gives you the knowledge of the king's matter. You see, hallelujah, the sons that grow up, they're drawn in, not in servant talk. We hit that again on Wednesday night. We hit it again on Wednesday night. See, that he wants us to grow up. We've been born a Lord of all. But if we don't grow up in the knowledge of this and in the vision of, and it's the vision of the Father, the plan of the Father for us sons and daughters to grow up into him in all things. But if we don't grow up into that, even though we've been born Lord of all, we remain the mentality of a servant. a servant. And I still cannot comprehend as Christians that read that, and especially a dad. Did you have your kids? Did you birth children so that they would serve you? I thank the Lord I haven't met a dad yet. And if I did, well, I wouldn't tell you what I'd do to them. You have children to love and to give them everything you've got. Amen. By the grace of God, you want to see their lives better, enhanced in ways and infinite. How much more so our Father God? And this is how we've been born. We're born of God, and that's one way. That means the very life of Jesus Christ lives in you. The very life that we rejoiced on Wednesday night, praise the Lord. Christ in you, the hope of glory. The very life of Jesus Christ. The very favored life that goes boldly to the throne of grace. That life, praise God, that is seated in the heavens in Christ right now. Your citizenship is in heaven right now. And all because, as Jesus said, because Father, the love that you love me with, you love them. It's the same. It's not anything different because he gave us his life. Now see, these wise men saw into that just like Daniel, as those kings. See, you know what kings do? They search out a matter. That's what we're doing today. We're searching out the scriptures. We're not just reading through a story, which is a marvelous story. The Savior's born. Praise God. But there's so much more than mine eyes have seen thy salvation. That's just the beginning. That's seeing Christ in a sense, truly. When you see that by the grace of God, you're born again. You're a child. That's what a child sees. That's why the innumerable multitude, when they get to heaven, the innumerable multitude of Christians, you know what they sing and they say to God? Salvation to our God. That's what they say, salvation. Because that's all they took. That's all they would receive. But that's chapter 7 of Revelation. You go to chapter 4 in the very first company, the four living ones, you've got the bride there. They don't sing salvation to our God. You know what they do? They get in there just like these wise men that had a vision. You know what they do? They worship. They worship. They draw nigh, worship, drawing nigh in fervent love to kiss him. They got treasure. They're noble. They're like him. Amen? Praise God. All right. So that's who these wise men were. They searched the scripture. They knew these things were coming. There was a prophet. And they knew of this prophet. We got to go there. We got a little bit of time. We don't have to get out of here till 2. Numbers chapter 24. Wakes you up when you hear that. Oh, what did he say? Oh my gosh. Okay. Numbers chapter 24. Remember this fella? His name was Balaam. He was a prophet. He was a troubled prophet. But God still used him. If you don't remember about him, God even had his own donkey speak to him. Hit that donkey 3 times because that donkey said, "Now wait a second," he said to him. "You know, I've been with you ever since I've been a donkey. And I've obeyed you all the time, and you know that the reason I'm not going anymore, there's got to be something there. Don't you see the angel of the Lord standing in front of you to prevent you from doing an evil thing?" And then the angel of the Lord appeared there. See, the Lord can have a donkey witness to you. Because sometimes that's the only thing you're going to take. Huh? Yep. Let's go ahead and read verse 17 in Numbers 24. This is what Balaam said. "I shall see him, but not now. I shall behold him, but not nigh. There shall come a star out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel."
Now, these wise men, you see, they knew the things of Isaiah chapter 9. A child shall be born. Hallelujah. A son shall be given. Amen. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, the Prince of Peace, all through Isaiah, Jeremiah, the Psalm. And here is even Balaam in Numbers speaking of a star shall come out of Jacob. Do you think something quickened in their heart when they started to see a star in the night that they hadn't seen before? You think others probably saw the star? I'm sure they did. Oh, wow, that's great. Think others might just read through Philippians, Ephesians, Colossians, 1 and 2 Timothy, and on, and say, wow, that was great. But you see the star in there. You see the glory in there. You see the glory that's calling you out in there to meet him at his appearing in the air. Amen? See, it's right there. It's right there. But the wise men have a what? They have a vision. A vision. And see, the Lord's so faithful, he's shown you this. He's shown you this. Listen to this today. Really listen to this. He's so faithful that he's shown us that I did this before. This isn't something new in a sense of what I'm going to do, but I'm going to do it in a grander way. I gave him the word. I told him what was coming. The most important thing to you living at that time is my son's appearing. By the grace of God, how or why could we miss it? Amen. Amen. Do you think Simeon would have testified to others and be encouraged in different things? All those that were looking, but no one wants to hear if they don't have a vision. They have eyes, they see not. They have ears, they hear not. There's some of them too, a lot of them. Be thankful, but be awake. See the star out of Jacob. These are the seers with the vision. They knew these things in the word and they looked for them just like us. We have a vision. We know these things and we're looking for his appearing. But this time it's a bridegroom in the sky. Oh yes. Now see the ones with the vision. They know the king's desires. They know the king's matters. And you know the king's matters. But what will you do with the king's matters? Think of this, really, by the grace of God. Sister said, the news. This is the calling, and it's the high calling. What will we do knowing the king's matters? Will we look for the star? Will we look for that glory? Because you know what? These ones that do, they have one thing in mind. They want to worship. They want to worship him. Hallelujah. By the grace of God, they want to worship him. They hear the in love doctrine. There's something in love. Jesus is in love with me. And the only way you'll fall in love with him in that same love is you need to feast upon and hear that in love gospel. Amen. Without it, it's impossible. It's impossible. Amen. That message has to be heard to grow up. Speaking truth in love, we grow up into him in all things. Why is it him? Because he wants one in likeness of fullness and measure and stature. He's not going to marry the little sister of the Shulamite. It's not going to happen. She has no breasts. She's not of age. She can look at a wedding. She could think about it, but she could never enter into it because she's not grown up. Over and over throughout the word of God, he paints the same picture. Honeys, honeys, grow up, grow up, grow up. Now, these ones, praise God, you think about the wise men, they're equipped with gold and frankincense and myrrh. Yeah, they're like him, aren't they? See, that's him. That's him. They're royal, they're elect, they endure the sufferings. They journey to bring him treasure. And that word treasure, it means honor. They're journeying to bring him honor. I'm getting ready, praise God, to present my treasure to him. And you know the treasure that I have for him is honor. Honor. The vows between a spouse to love and respect, honor. To honor. I take you over to Revelation chapter 4, but I'll just tell it to you right now. Revelation 4, verse 9, you know what the four living ones do? They give him honor. They're the only ones that give him honor. The 24 elders watch that, and you know what? They say he's worthy to receive honor because they're watching him take the one who brings him honor. It's just too much, isn't it, man? And this is because by the grace of God, he's given us that vision, hasn't he? We look into the Word of God and praise God. That's what you see. See? That's what you see. And you continue to feed that, and by the grace of God, that's what you see. And you see it in more light upon light. It becomes more apparent. It becomes more glorious. It becomes more incredible. Even though he never changes, we sure do. But see, brothers and sisters, this journey, there's going to be naysayers. There are going to be a lot of insulters out there. There are going to be ones like Herod, absolute evil. But don't let them distract you. See, here's the good part about this. Wise men are never disappointed. My sweet mama's back there. I'll tell you what, I grew up in a house with a wise man. Her name was Nancy. She's right there. And by the grace of God, she never got disappointed. And how many people would tell me, oh, and just regard my mom, oh, she's just simple. She just lives in a fairy land. She's not facing that reality. Puh. She faces it with God's possibility. And let me tell you something, nothing's hard for my God. Sure, there's things that hurt. Sure, there's times that you get a little knock. But immediately, the wise men, they stand. And they walk on. And they follow the star. Hallelujah. He's good to us. He reveals these things. And that's why, by God's grace, see, the wise men, they have a vision. See, with a vision, you don't perish. With a vision, praise God, you go on. With a vision, you go on because you know what? My faith is going to be made sight. As we've heard our sweet brethren in the Word of God, as thou hast believed, so be it done unto you. And I thank the Lord because, yes, when we see him, we're going to be like him. Think of that. Think of that. And here's what's so beautiful about it. Do you realize, and I love this, he's never yet seen anyone like him like that before. Oh, no. You got to stay with this. That treasure and honor for him, I'm talking about seeing him in the fullness of love like that. Seeing one in the faith in the Father's plan for marriage like that. He'd never seen that one yet. But he's about soon to see her.
Praise the Lord.
He's about ready soon to
Amen.
See her.
Amen.
And you know who that is? That's the ones that are being drawn right now. Yeah, they're from the east. They're the stars, praise God, he's drawn out. And you know what? Praise God. They're coming. And they're coming on camels. And they got a meeting coming with full glory in the air. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. You're so faithful. You're so divine. You're so after us. Your pursuit, Lord God, is so mighty. Lord, your word is so overwhelming. And Lord, it's so clear, clear to the light, the sincere heart. Oh, of you, of the bridegroom, I want you. Lord, let us awaken to this. Lord, let us see that these aren't just words. It's the word of God. It's alive. And it's alive and living and vibrant and powerful in them that believe. In Jesus' name, let us take it on today, Lord God. Give us that vision, God. The vision that we always need, renewed and renewed to keep going. In Jesus' name, we give you the praise now and forever. And soon to give you honor. In Jesus' name.